ESPN 93.5, Sunny 95.3.
It is Friday. It is always a pleasure to welcome Brother Johnny today from Houston. Johnny.
Good morning, Stevie.
Mike Ditka on the road somewhere in the Chicagoland area. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Well, we're just great. And 30 minutes ago, I was listening and heard all of this news live on the radio. And for those of you that have not heard, I think it is terrific what Mike and Mike announced 30 minutes ago.
And first and foremost, the Tribune is saying that sources are telling them. So can you confirm that? Have you and the Bears agreed on this and they're going to finally retire your number?
George McCaskey called me and Ted Phillips. I had a meeting with him a couple weeks ago. And they really wanted to hear. I don't know how it got out. I didn't tell anybody. But anyways, they did say that they were going to retire my number. I'm tremendously honored. It wasn't a necessity, but because my career with the Bears as a player and a coach, that's been the staple of my life, really.
Mike Ditka, congratulations. I didn't know they hadn't retired 89, Mike.
Well, they hadn't retired it. I mean, they're going to retire. And like I said, and I explained it pretty well, but, it's just an honor. My career, you don't start football by saying, geez, I'm going to play the game to get in the Hall of Fame or get your number retired. Those are things that happen, and they're rewards for the way you played the game. And I'm tremendously proud of my career with the Bears as a player and a coach. I mean, George Halas signed me to my player contract when I was 21 years old. And, of course, he signed me to my coaching contract in 1982. And, my connection goes back with the founder of the Bears, the guy who started the National Football League. So, again, and I say I'm tremendously honored by that.
Well, congratulations, Mike. That is fantastic. And Steve, as you probably know, I think when you hear Chicago Bears, I think most people think of Mike Ditka.
Yeah.
That's the Chicago Bear, and you do think of Halas, but you think of Mike Ditka, and that is quite an honor and a well-deserved one. And I'm honored just to be talking on the phone with you, Mike.
Oh, we're honored every time, Mike, every time.
Well, I really appreciate you guys are my buddies, but, when you think of the numbers that are retired, and the Butkus and the Sayers and I believe Bill George, and I go on and on, Nagurski, and you think Greg Grange, yeah, I think it's a great honor.
Well, and again, with all that happened with you with the Bears, the ups and the downs, does it bridge anything? Does it help? Certainly, from the standpoint.
Well, I think you have to understand now. Management with the Bears has changed, and George McCaskey and Ted Phillips are really the two guys who really run it. George is making the calls and the decisions as a president of the organization. Being hired and being fired is not the worst thing in life, guys. You know, there's an up and there's a down, and so. Yeah, it's always disappointing. You don't feel good about it when you get let go. But that probably was a time that it should happen, and it did happen. And I think that because of that, my career has taken a lot of twists and turns, but they've all been pretty good turns. So I've been pretty daggone lucky, man. I mean,
you're doing good.
About, I've been okay. Things have been good. So I'm excited. I guess maybe it'll sink in a little bit more one day it happens, but it's a tremendous honor. And that's the best thing I can say, But again, when you think about the numbers that have been retired and to say that they're going to put me in the category with those guys, that's pretty daggone special.
It's great, and I think you're in that category. When are they doing that, Mike? What's the deal on do they have a thing at a game, or how do they do that?
John. I know that they have, they have a Monday night game at home in December. I don't know. They haven't told me that. I would assume it's going to be on the Monday night game at home in December. I think it's with the Packers, but I'm not sure.
Well,
I don't know.
What's the over-under for how long the ovation is from the Tough Bear crowd, Johnny?
We should probably get tickets to that game.
Let's go. It'd be awesome to be there for a moment like that for Coach So deserved. And I'm so happy for you, Mike, because it is a big honor. Because a guy, as you said, you look across the line of scrimmage, you want to beat that guy, win enough battles, win the war. That's how you looked at football.
Yep. Well, that's the way I played the game, and that's the way I was taught to play the game in high school and college. I mean, you know, you can say this or that, you know, that I wasn't faster than a lot of guys, that I wasn't bigger than a lot of guys, I wasn't stronger than a lot of guys. But I think the will is a great thing that for a human being to have. When you have the will and the attitude, it can drive you to do things that you didn't think you could do. And although I never didn't think I could do them, I just had to go out and prove it.
Johnny, for me to relate to Mike Ditka would be to say, they'd have to say Stevie J defined talk radio. That's Mike Ditka defined the tight end position. I mean, that's like, okay, wow, that's amazing.
Right, and that's right, Steve. And I think that he belongs in that group of guys, and I'm glad he's in it.
Yeah, me
officially.
Too. Absolutely. And at the golf course a couple of days ago, Coach, you saw Brian Urlacher. Could I take him in a wrestling match?
No, you wouldn't even want to mess with him. No, he looked terrific. I mean, I was really amazed. And he happened to be playing out at Bobolink where I play, and he came up, and I talked to him for about 10 minutes, and he said, I think I'm going to hang him up. And I said, you know, I think he can still play. He said, I do too. He said, but I can play. He said, but I don't want to go through the training camp and the off-season program again. But I'll tell you one thing, guys. He looked so fit. He really looked fit. He looked lean, and he had a great smile on his face. I think he's totally at peace with the decision. And when you start thinking about 13 years in the National Football League with one team, now what a tribute that is to the team and what a tribute that is to the individual, because there's not a whole lot of loyalty in sports right now. And when a guy can last 13 years with one football team, I think both of those, the organization and the player made a tremendous commitment. And he's always going to be a Chicago Bear, and I'm really glad to see him retire as a Chicago Bear.
I'll tell you, 13 years at middle linebacker, too, Mike, that's a long time at middle linebacker.
I'd forgotten.
Well, it really is. And again, it's a testimony to his fitness. I mean, because, guys, listen, and I'm not going to argue with anyone. He can still play if he wants to. But, I mean, I'm just saying that I think 13 years, you've got to say, oh, you've got to shut it down somewhere. And, like, playing the game is not hard to do. You can play the game on Sunday. It's all the other stuff that gets you. Mm. And I think that's I want to go out there and get myself in the kind of shape I did for 13 years to be able to go out and play a 16-game season. I think he said it's just too hard on him.
Too hard, yeah.
And Mike Ditka, brother Johnny, on ESPN 93.5, the new Sunday 95.3. So Brian Urlacher is a Hall of Famer in your mind, Mike?
Absolutely, without question. No question in my mind. I think there's a lot of guys who have played that middle linebacker position in the late years. Ray Lewis was terrific. I think what Brian was probably as athletic as anybody who's ever played the position, in the sense that they asked him to do a lot of things in that two coverage and that getting in the deep middle. And yet, if you look at the number of tackles and the number of sacks and the number of interceptions he had, he was a complete football player. He did it all.
And, Johnny, I think, didn't Brian come in as a safety?
Yeah, he was a drafted. He was a safety at New Mexico State, I believe. And,
wow.
And they made the conversion. But if I told you how good he looked, you'd say, what the heck are you retiring for? I mean, he just looks great. So, you know, he had a big smile on his face. And, you know, I think he's totally at peace with the decision. And I'm happy for him. I really
That's great.
Am.
Yeah, it really is. We'll be right back. We've got to talk IRS. We got to talk tornado. There's a lot to mention, and we'll get to it all next on ESPN 93.5, the new Sunday 95.3. Brother Johnny and Mike Ditka, whose number will be retired by the Chicago Bears this season. We're back with Brother Johnny and Mike Ditka on ESPN 93.5, the new Sunday 95.3. And, Johnny, when we last spoke, you were asking about any of that weather headed toward Illinois would hit us. And hours later, it hits more Oklahoma, and it just phenomenal devastation in EF5, 210-mile-an-hour winds, the second time more Oklahoma's been hit in 15 years.
Well, and it was a one-mile-wide tornado, and it stayed on the ground for miles. I don't know. I mean, and it is interesting. It's that Gulf moisture hitting that Rocky Mountain air. And then I was watching the Weather Channel about the jet stream right overhead, just kind of like a Venturi effect starts. It helps that spinning, and that's Tornado Alley. But wow, Steve, it's like the perfect storm, and what power and devastation.
Yeah, you know, and they give you that old stuff, well, lightning never strikes the same place twice. Well, the poor people of Oklahoma and more Oklahoma understand that it does sometimes, and it's such a tragedy. And unfortunately, in our society, it takes a tragedy sometimes to really show you what a great country we are, what great people we have, how many people have come to the aid and really care. And I think that's great, too, but it's just it's devastating. And of all things, to wipe out a kid's school, you know, the kids got out of there, we're very lucky.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. All right, to the politics now in Washington. The hearings regarding the IRS and the targeting of conservative groups that had been going on for years, Lois Lerner took to the microphone to supposedly take the fifth.
Well, I would very much like to answer the committee's questions today. I've been advised by my counsel to assert my constitutional right not to testify or answer questions related to the subject matter of this hearing.
But before that, she made it very clear.
I have not done anything wrong. I have not broken any laws. I have not violated any IRS rules or regulations, and I have not provided false information to this or any other congressional committee.
I do think the American people deserve answers. I wish that she would have provided them. I don't know what her basis is for taking the fifth.
We have other witnesses. We have access to other information. I would agree with my Democrat colleague and Speaker Boehner. A prosecutor who has grand jury subpoena power, the power to compel, and the power to offer immunity where appropriate is where we ought to go. There are limits to what Congress can do with criminal actions. You can't make someone talk unless your name is Jack Bauer. You can't force someone to talk. So are we going to hold her in contempt? Are we going to put her in jail? Are we going to offer her immunity, which I would not be a fan of? Or are we going to try to build a case without using her testimony?
That was Lois Lerner. That was Nancy Pelosi and Trey Gowdy, the young guy, the young representative. Mike, I mean, this abuse has been going on. I guess I'm really taken aback by the arrogance of everybody from the IRS. It looks bothered by this.
Well, see, here's the thing. Why do people do things? Because they know they can. And that's exactly what happened with the IRS. They had so much power, and they had so much intimidation that they felt that they could do anything to anybody, to any group, and that's basically what they did. Was it the policy of the whole group? I doubt it, but there was certainly it was a policy of a number of individuals. And when you start targeting conservative groups, this is pretty pathetic. When you don't have a free choice in this country, we got a problem. We got a major problem.
Well, I think the other thing, they keep, you know, finding trails back to the White House, which is obvious,
well,
Steve. But this kind of attitude that the conservatives are the problem and we've got to shut these guys down, they're going to stop the cause, whatever their cause is coming straight out of the White House. That's what I've seen from, maybe not Obama, but the White House kind of environment, Steve, is a highly charged liberal attitude. And I really think if you look at Valerie Jarrett, I think she's probably the key point. She's out of Chicago, and I think she's just wreaking havoc on the Republic, if you want my opinion.
Well, it's John, you're exactly right. It's old time Chicago politics, you know, intimidate, use your power any way you can, bring down anybody you can, and basically that's it. But let me tell you one thing. I just want to say this, and I'm not pointing a finger at anybody. If you are the boss, if you are the leader, if you are the commander in chief, it is your responsibility, duty, and obligation to know these things and to stop these things. And you can't tell me that you don't, because if you don't, then you're not the leader. You're not the boss. You're not the commander in chief.
Well, somebody's not. I mean, you know, they're talking about two White House counsels that supposedly knew, but for plausible deniability, didn't tell the president. Though they've got to go. How about Eric Holder, who approved of the emails of this Fox News reporter and his parents? He approved it, according to a high level official. Eric Holder's got to go. There's going to be people that don't make this, Johnny.
Well, I don't know if Eric Holder is going to go, because the thing I've noticed lately is that politicians have found if they just weather the storm and another crisis comes along, they'll forget about the last crisis. Mm. And if they're not in the middle of the next one, they might be able to fly a little longer under radar, and it just blows over. And as far as what doing the right thing, forget about it. I don't see that going on anymore. I think it's what Mike's right. It's what you can get away with, and I think our leaders are finding they can get away with a lot more than we thought they could.
But even Democrats are saying, wait a minute, this IRS thing, because they know that they could be targeted next time, right?
Well, and when Nancy Pelosi starts to criticize you, Mike, you might have a problem.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right.
Well, it's offensive to anybody. I mean, really, when you start thinking about it, this goes back to the old George Orwell book, you know, with the Big Brother.
Right.
Our government is not supposed to be that. I mean, it's not the watchdog of every individual that can intimidate people, and that's what it's doing.
All right, Ted Cruz, Senator from Texas, Johnny. Ted Cruz is definitely not on the normal page when it comes to what you're supposed to say when you get to Washington. Ted Cruz.
Your senator from Arizona urged this body to trust the Republicans. Let me be clear, I don't trust the Republicans, and I don't trust the Democrats, and I think a whole lot of Americans likewise don't trust the Republicans and the Democrats, because it is leadership in both parties that has gotten us in this mess. You know, my wife and I have two little girls at home. They're 5 and 2.
And he talks about how big the deficit has gotten just in the 5 years that he's watched this thing, Johnny. What did Ted Cruz say there that was wrong?
Well, I think he's correct. I think a lot of Americans don't trust any of them. As a group, certainly we have a problem with our leaders on both sides of the aisle. And he's making a point. So the question is, what can he do about it? And what's going to happen next? So,
well, I think part of it, too, we elect people with the idea they're going to represent and reform. And they don't. They don't represent the people who elected them. They represent their own interests, their own special interests. And this becomes a major problem with me. This one really, really ticks me off.
I agree.
This is the way things go down right now. But I'm going to Washington. I've been elected by my constituency to represent the people. And all we get is this crap. You know, you get any crap after crap after crap. And after a while, it gets really sickening.
Well, and I know that John McCain and Lindsey Graham, some of the institutional guys, probably don't care for Ted Cruz, Johnny.
Well, and they, of course, it's this one side versus the other side. So there's a case to be made for sticking together no matter what.
Yeah.
But then I like the idea of representation, as Mike just pointed out, and we're free independent thinkers. And that's where our power is, and we don't need to bend into two sides and fight each other over every little thing. And we've seen them change the side of the issue they're on. One side will fight one way, and then they'll just switch sides, and they'll be fighting on the other side against each other. It's it's almost like they're just fighting each other for the sake of it. So we got to get a little more progress done and a little more compromise.
We disagree for the sake of disagreeing, let's face it, and that's wrong. I mean, my goodness, it's wrong. You know, I don't care if it's a Republican or Democrat. Certain people have good ideas, and certain those same people have bad ideas. And, you know, you accept the good ones, you condemn the bad ones. And if you don't do that, then you're not doing your job.
Just came up with a new idea for a movie, Johnny. Since Mike has already done his, you know, Hollywood stint with Kicking and Screaming, which I think is a fabulous Will Ferrell, Mike Ditka, Robert Duvall movie, we'll call it The World According to Ditka, and we'll go back to 2004. Mike wins as a senator from Illinois and then goes on to be president, what the world looks like. That's what I want to see. We'll just write a new
movie. Yeah. It'd be a great movie, Stevie J.
And it'd be starting. Well, and Mike could get one of those gold little statues he deserves from Hollywood, too.
I can only say one thing. I don't know how great the movie would be, but I think it would be a better world.
Absolutely.
I do, too.
All right, guys. Hey, I'm going to call you Memorial Day, if it's okay. I'm working Monday. Mike, if you're around, I know Johnny is, and we want
to be here.
Want to talk about the soldier.
Steve, I'm working every day. I'm still raising a family.
Hey, Mike, I was going to ask you if you watched the Miami Heat Indiana Pacers game. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it at the end. I know what happened at the end. I saw all the replays and everything. And you know what? I really like that coach from Indianapolis.
He's amazing.
Vogel, I like him, and I think LeBron is one of the greatest players I've ever seen, but I think you just keep your mouth shut. That's all. Just play the game. Michael Jordan, he played and he didn't say a word. Just keep your mouth shut and play the game.
Yeah.
He's such a good player. And, you know, why has he got to get into a little... Well, we're just not another team. We're the greatest team. Come on, who cares? Come on.
Well, I think the Pacers can play with them. I didn't see where they were having a particularly off game. They were just having trouble with the Pacers. I think Miami will wear them out, but, boy, that was a great game.
Yeah. Well, Miami's the best team now. That doesn't mean the Pacers won't win now. I think the Blackhawks had the best record. They're not going to beat Detroit. Detroit's outplayed them all the way through this playoffs, guys.
Hey, guys, I'll call you Monday, but thanks again. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
And
Congratulations, Mike.
Yeah, congratulations, Mike.
Thank you, guys. Okay, have a good day.
You too. Mike Ditka, brother Johnny. It was announced half an hour ago. Mike Ditka will have his number retired by the Chicago Bears sometime this season, and we're also happy, and Mike's very honored. It's ESPN 93.5, the new Sunny 95.3. I am Stevie J.